Track 3 and our headline stories. Travellers take over council headquarter car park from the Mid-Devon. Dozens of travellers and vehicles caused massive disruption to Teignbridge Council by setting up camp at its own headquarters. More than 20 vans, caravans and cars pitched up in the car park at Ford House in Newton Abbot on Saturday. By Tuesday morning, the group had vacated the site, but not before staff and visitors had been affected. A spokesperson for the council confirmed the vehicles from the unauthorised encampment left on Monday evening. They said, "We followed the same legal process as we do with all unauthorised encampments and notified the courts on Monday that we planned to begin eviction proceedings. However, the travellers left of their own accord before these court proceedings were enacted. We don't have any further information as to why they left when they did or where they have moved on to, but as far as we're aware, they are not at any other site in the district." Cleansing teams from the council checked the car park and grounds and cleared any waste which had been left behind. Bins had been provided by the council, as with other unauthorised encampments on council-owned land. Ford House car parks, which had been closed off while the travellers were on site, were fully reopened to visitors, staff and councillors on Wednesday. The camp had meant disruption for all users of Ford House, which, as well as being the council headquarters, is also home to the job centre and the dental practice. After the arrival of the group, there was damage to Ford House, which was reported on Sunday. The front door was damaged and several ground floor windows were smashed. They were safely boarded up and will be repaired. Police confirmed they had visited the site with council officers. A spokesperson said, "We have received a report of windows smashed at the site. Inquiries into that report are ongoing at this time. Our assets team is assessing the damage to the ground floor windows and front entrance at Ford House, and repairs will be arranged as soon as possible." A meeting of the council's overview and scrutiny committee on Tuesday had to be moved due to the ongoing situation. Following the arrival of the group, the overview and scrutiny committee meeting had to be moved to Richard Newton Hall in Tynmouth. The switch was considered an appropriate location, as one item on the agenda was the call-in of the council executive committee's decision to close the town's Lido. While the travellers were on site, much of the parking area was out of action. This meant available spaces were prioritised for staff working in critical services and allowing capacity for visitors to the council, the job centre and the dental surgery. The council remained open as normal for anyone with an appointment. Residents took to social media to suggest Teignbridge Council should be finding travellers somewhere authorised to park. One said they should be sorting out the homeless somewhere to live, and another observed, "Then sort them out somewhere to park up." Others said, "Let's see how the council like it, and also how quickly they'll get them moved on compared to every other place they go."
Pothole numbers in Devon skyrocket. Devon's pothole problem looks to have skyrocketed this year with the brutal weather conditions pounding the county's highways network. Fresh figures show the number of potholes recorded in January and part of February vastly outstripped the scale of damage in the same time periods last year. In January this year, 8,340 potholes were recorded, a huge 58% spike on the 5,250 recorded in the same month in 2025, according to data requested by the Local Democracy Reporting Service. And figures for this month up until 19th of February show a further 6,332 potholes were recorded, a staggering 85% rise on the 3,416 recorded in the same 19 days in 2025. That is likely to add to the current pothole repair waiting list of 2,884. Not every pothole reported qualifies as being sufficiently bad to repair, with only around one third of reports Devon County Council receives turning into actionable safety defects under the Council's highway safety policy. The Council prioritises repairing potholes on roads that have a 4 centimetre vertical edge and are 30 centimetres wide, as it deems those the biggest risk to highway users. Furthermore, the report numbers can be skewed by duplicate reports. Estimates on the Council's website suggested around a fifth of reported potholes are duplicates. However, the Council has acknowledged the dire weather conditions in 2026 have taken a heavy toll on the county's roads. Devon is already at a disadvantage compared to other councils because of its sheer scale. Its website states it oversees more than 8,000 miles of roads, making it the largest road network in the country. The County Council approved a £2 million increase in spending on highways maintenance to £32.4 million for the 2026-27 financial year, plus an additional £4 million. And over the next 5 years, it said that £546.1 million would be invested in highways, including an extra £55 million over the 5 years for preventative maintenance. At this week's full council, one member submitted a motion that proposed asking Devon's residents for an additional £29 million in council tax, in addition to the £37 million it was already asking for. The idea behind the motion was to plough that £29 million into the highways. But the motion was defeated because of the wide-ranging view that cash for the roads should come from the government rather than residents. On the additional potholes that appear to have emerged on Devon's roads just in 2026 so far, a spokesperson for the council said, Devon Highways teams worked during the Christmas holidays to deal with pothole repairs, and there are currently over 50 teams operating across the network to try and tackle the backlog.
Legal action against South West Water is expanded. Legal action against South West Water over sewage pollution has been expanded to include people living in Dawlish and Tynmouth. The claim led by law firm Lee Day will now be open to people living in the two Teignbridge towns. The announcement came as South West Water features in the hard-hitting Channel 4 docudrama Dirty Business. The expanded claim is the first environmental group legal claim by a coastal community against a water company to tackle sewage pollution in the UK. The region's sewerage system is managed by South West Water, which in 2024 was reported to have discharged 544,429 hours of untreated sewage into the region's seas and rivers. The water company was also recorded as the sector's second worst performer for sewage pollution incidents in 2024. Members of the community allege the pollution has negatively impacted businesses, many of which are reliant on tourism, as well as impacted individual homes and disrupted people pursuing activities such as wild swimming, surfing, paddleboarding, windsurfing, sailing and visiting the beach. People impacted by sewage pollution in Dawlish and Tynmouth in South West Water's network may now be eligible to join the legal action. The claim was launched in 2024 following legal action taken by wild swimmer and Exmouth resident Joe Bateman against South West Water. More than 1,400 clients have joined the claim since its launch, with both individuals and businesses objecting to South West Water's management of the region's sewerage network, and particularly its repeated use of combined storm overflows, or CSOs, which trigger bathing alerts and beach closures, preventing people from using the coast. Lee Day partner Oliver Holland, who leads the claim, said, "This marks an important step in the claim, with the letter before action setting out in detail the reasons why legal action is being taken and expanding the scope to cover Devon and Cornwall most widely. South West Water has a track record of very poor environmental performance. By outlining my client's claims and expanding in this way, we are ensuring anyone who feels they have been impacted by sewage pollution in Dawlish, Sidmouth, Teignmouth, or at Long Rock Beach or Fistral Beach in Cornwall has the opportunity to take action.